shall bow. Every tongue confess the name of Jesus. Sickness has to bow. Disease has to bow. The name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we welcome you here tonight. Come on, do you welcome him here tonight? Lord, we surrender to you, Father God. Hallelujah. Create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us, God. Lord, that we hunger and thirst after you, God. Lord, hallelujah. Let there be renewal tonight in our hearts, right here, a fresh renewal for the passion of your name. Hallelujah. The name that I bowed my heart to. Lord, I pray, dear God, Lord, there be a rekindling in the hearts of those here tonight, dear God, Lord. A fresh fire, hallelujah, at the name of Jesus. At the name of Jesus. We surrender to you, Father God. Jesus. Just say, we sing Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
You need peace for your mind. Just sing it. Sing
Jesus, 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 Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we bless your name. We thank you, Father God, for your presence. Hallelujah. I want you to declare this tonight with all your heart. Everybody on Facebook, I want you to repeat these words. Hallelujah. I am who he says I am. Everybody here, every voice, I want you to declare. I am who he says I am. I have what he says I have. And I'll do what he says I'll do. I am what he says that I am. I have all that he says I have. And I can do all that he says I can do. In Jesus' name. Say amen and agree with it. Say amen and agree with it. Hallelujah. Amen means yes. Hallelujah. Means yes. Hallelujah. Means yes. Hallelujah. I say yes to him. I say yes to the impossible. I say yes to the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. To the King of Kings. I say yes to him. I say that if we have boldness to believe that what God says, hallelujah. Hallelujah. If we have the boldness to believe, hallelujah, that this kind of faith, praise team, it can move mountains. It can move mountains. Hallelujah. It can release, hallelujah, people from darkness, from pains, from hurts, in the name of Jesus. If we have faith to believe, hallelujah. Come on, are you ready tonight? Are you ready tonight? Come on, give God praise. Children may be dismissed. They already went, all right? You may sit in your seats, hallelujah. Get ready if you want to. Sister Eliza, could you give me a towel? I don't want to stop the flow, but I do got to stop the sweat. Amen? As they stay there for 1 second, I want to share something. As I was in my office, hallelujah, Brother Dell and I were praying. I felt like God saying to me, and I'm not even going to tell you what God told me to do with what God told me, what he gave me. He said, you want me to tell you that you are a resource of heaven. You're a resource of heaven. For the kingdom of God, are you ready for this? Is at hand. Lift up your hands. Where's your hand? The kingdom of God is at hand. Hallelujah. The resources of heaven. Hallelujah. Of God Almighty. Hallelujah. That I can be a resource of heaven at God's disposal. Hallelujah. At God's resources, that God can release me. Do you know what resources are? Resources are what I've dug up out of the earth. Hallelujah. That he took out of a miry pit. Out of a miry pit, hallelujah, that he dug me up, hallelujah, restored me, set my feet upon a rock, hallelujah, gave me a way, gave me strength, gave me might that was in his name. Says, I want you to be a resource. I want you to be an avenue. I want you to be a release from heaven to earth, hallelujah. Let it be on earth as it is in heaven. Say it again. Let it be on earth as it is in heaven. That's the heart of your Father. He wants to release all that he has in the earth. There's deposits. I'm looking at some deposits. I'm looking at some resources from heaven. See, my sister's over here. I don't mind if they mind sharing this, but there they are. They're shopping, and they weren't shopping for themselves, but they were shopping for their neighbor. 100-some-years-old lady went out to buy them some supplies. We can let ourselves be resources. An avenue of love. A peace. I want you to see all the resources right here. Come on, look around. I want to break off any mindset that you might have that you're not a resource. I'm here to tell you, I am who he says I am. I have what he says I have. And I can do what he says I can. Hallelujah. That settles it. I stand upon it. I will not be shaken. I will not be moved. Hallelujah. He is who he says he is. He's not a liar. He's not a liar. Hallelujah. He has sent me and died on the cross, not for me just to go to heaven. Hallelujah. That's part of it. But he died and he gave me, he took all that I had coming. Hallelujah. So that I can release all that he has coming on the earth. So that I can release all that he desires to release in the earth, in my family, in my children, in my workplace, in my home, in my church, in my praise team, no matter where it is, I'm called to release heaven on earth. Sometimes you get pushed back. Sometimes you face disappointment. I want to encourage you tonight. Tell me you've been there. How many of you have felt rejected? How many of you have been disappointed? Whew. Get ready tonight. Thank you, praise team. They're getting nervous. They're thinking, oh, he's going to make me stay up here the whole time. Will you help me tonight? Hallelujah. Listen. I wrote this down on the top of my notes, top of my note notes. What is the opposite of resource? It's weakness. It's lethargy. It's lack. I want you to know that if he's the one that I serve and I bow my knee, I lack nothing. Come on, saints. I lack nothing. He is all that I'll ever need. He is everything that I ever need and anything I've ever hoped for. It's him. He fulfills the wants. He fulfills the hurts, the pains, the delays, the regret. If I let him. Tell your neighbor, let him. I want you to hear this tonight. He supplies supply that can be drawn on my from me to function effectively. Whew, man. So I want you to look at Psalms 1. Check this out, all right?
Let's get into the Word. I want you to check this out. I want you to hear this tonight. I'm going to give you, I told you last week that we were trying to get somewhere, but I believe that there needs to be a revival, but sometimes we're waiting for revival that comes somehow, some way. But I'm here to tell you that revival is awakening within me. Hallelujah. That revival starts by reviving what needs awakened within me. Hallelujah. I want you to know, hallelujah, that there's some, we should open this up, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. There's some things that's within this fleshly body, hallelujah, because of pain, because of hurt, because of regret, because of things that have been attacked, doubt, that will cause me not to praise His name. There's some unforgiveness. There's some things sometimes, somewhere that don't want to praise God, that don't want to bow their knee. But I'm here to tell you, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let everything. God wants to pour you out a blessing. You a blessing. God wants you to be the blessing in the earth. Hallelujah. You're the city. Hallelujah. On the hill. You're the light in the midst of darkness. You're salt to the earth. Hallelujah. You're the preservative that holds it all together. Come on, hear me tonight. Makes it all taste good. Listen, I want for people to see me and be around me and say, good. Listen, that's not arrogant. Come on, that's not arrogant. Why? Because greater is He that's within me than he that's in the world. Hallelujah. That I'm going to let everything within me bow and worship the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Everything. Hallelujah. Everything. Hallelujah. Everything. There's sometimes in the morning when we wake up or certain situations you might not feel like it, but I want you to know, let everything praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let everything praise the Lord. Everything. God will keep challenging you till everything. I'm not preaching at you. I'm preaching to you. God challenges those moments in me that sometimes are weaknesses. God will challenge it. Am I preaching to you? Come on. Am I talking to you? Come on. Sometimes those things that, come on, that don't represent Him, that aren't the right resources that to pull from, instead of being peace, we're negative. Instead of being joy, we're murmuring. Instead of being, hallelujah, love, we're hatred. Come on, the world needs us to be a resource from heaven into the earth. God doesn't, listen, I had a rough week. And God just began, I'm telling you. I was sitting in my prayer room. And I'm telling you, I felt God saying, you done yet? I don't know. Get me out of the oven and I'll tell you. Are you done? Are you done? Are you done yet? You done yet? Hallelujah. I want you to know that God's been speaking to my heart to tell me, Chris, I'm able. Simplest words, I want you to hear this right now. Somebody needs to hear this. He's able. Whatever you're thinking of, He's able. I'm gonna say it again because I feel like that needs a greater response. I'm here to tell you that whatever it is, He's able. Stop looking at everything else, hallelujah, and start knowing He's able. Hallelujah. Pace me, Lord. Pace me, Lord. They took the clock off. Hallelujah. They took the clock off. That's all right. Hallelujah. Listen to this. I want you to hear this. Amen. Are you ready? Psalms 1. Listen, this is what God desires. This is what God desires, that we are called to have abundant life. Say abundant life. Abundant life. That means a life of overflow. Hallelujah. But I want you to know that you got to be hooked up to the resource so that you could be a resource. Amen. From the source that you could be the resource. You need to be hooked up to the supply. Hallelujah. For God supplies all my needs according to His riches and glory. God supplies. Say God supplies. So I want you to know that everything I need is able in Him. It's in Him. It's in Him. Hallelujah. It's not outside of Him, but it's in Him. Life life is in Him. There's life that God desires us to walk in. There's a joy. That word blessed, say blessed. See, I want you to get this. I got to say this before I go into my next part, and I might only get into this part. But it said the word blessed. The word blessed. It is a bliss. I'm going to write this down. Or I'm going to tell you what it says. Listen, bliss is a blessed state of bliss. Blessed state of bliss. Listen, he says, it's happiness. That we abound in happiness. See, that's what he's declaring here. He said, blessed is the man. Blessed man. He says that he will find this in this place. This is how you find this blessed life, this happiness, this joy. You know, this thing that everybody looks for to fill the void. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you that guess what? God holds, hallelujah, that thing that fills your void. Hallelujah. He's the one that fills the emptiness. Hallelujah. That you might have hope. Hallelujah. That you would have peace, that you would have joy, and have life abundantly, overflowing. He's the one that holds the keys. So hear this. He says, is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Say the counsel. Say, too many times we walk in the counsel of the ungodly and not in the counsel of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Nobody likes a dry preacher. Hallelujah. Listen, in the counsel of the ungodly, this is where you lose your happiness. This is where you lose your joy. When you take counsel from the ungodly, from those that are lost. Come on, I want you to hear that. I want you to take hold of that. From those that are lost, taking counsel from the ungodly. Hallelujah. Listen, nor standeth in the way, say in the way, of sinners. Nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Listen, I sometimes got to look up words because I don't always know what they mean because some of these are English words. But that word scornful, you might know, but that scornful, this is what that word means. To make face at. Sometimes we make faces at each other and we can just read each other. Come on, people. Oh, when she says something to me and I'll say, I said 1,000 words. She'll say to me, she says, Chris, we're having roast tonight. What's wrong with that? I didn't say nothing. Yes, you did. She makes great roast, but there's a reason why I have a hard time with roast. Beth knows. It's just religious to me for some reason. I don't know. He says, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. He says, and not only that is the one, but sometimes we're like this with God. When God says, you are who I say you are. Listen, I'm here. I get a different perspective of people. I can see people's faces. Sometimes when you say things, it's like, yeah, I know about it, but me? That word also means interrupter. He says that you don't sit in the seat of the interrupter, that you do not interrupt what God, hallelujah, has said about you. Come on, amen. I am who you say you are. Oh, no, wait, but God. I'm going to tell you about my past. What past? Say it's gone in Jesus Christ. I want you to know that's where my happiness is. That's where it comes from. When I begin to let go and realize what He did for me at the cross, hallelujah, causes me to walk in a place of blessedness. Religion will make you weary, hallelujah. But relationship with the one, hallelujah, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, hallelujah, it will make you, hallelujah, on fire. So here he says that you sit in the seat of the interrupter, that you interrupt what I have to say about you. And when we do that, God just says, go ahead and have your rant. Are you done yet? I'm just preaching to myself tonight. Because he says, are you done yet? Some things don't go the way you think they do. But I'm here to tell you, there's a scripture I don't know right off the hand, off the top of my head. But it says there's ways, there's things that God knows, there's secrets that God knows that He only knows. And there's things that He's revealed to us to know. And God says if you begin to focus on the things that you do know, you'll forget about those other things that you don't know. When I begin to write down that I have eternal life, that I am healed, who I am in Him, about the things that I know, I'll begin to forget about all those things that I try to worry about, that try to take away from me, that are in God's hands. Are we okay? Nobody's mad at me, are you? I'm not mad as you. Listen, so who nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. I just want you to hear this and know that so many times what happens is when we get out of our lane, say, stay in your lane. I'm going to say it a different way because God says this, hallelujah, that there's something we got to focus on. I want you to catch this. Because every one of us, there's a seat for you. The Bible tells me where that seat is. That I am seated with Him in the heavenlies. I am seated, say seated, with Him. And what do I do in that place? The Bible says that He has brought me to a banqueting table. And His banner over me is love. He brought me to, by what He did at the cross, He brought me to a banqueting table. It's a place of love, a place of relationship, that I'm supposed to eat from that place, that I'm supposed to be restored. I'm supposed to be strengthened at that place. Hallelujah. And my focus is on what's on the table, everything He's supplied. So there's a seat prepared for me. But what happens is I begin to get out of my seat and get in God's seat. God sits in the seat of judgment. I want you to get this and understand that this is why sometimes we don't have blessed life, is because we get out of our seat. Yeah, but we're called to judge. Oh, shush. You're called to love. And out of the midst of the God, the judge that's within you, come on. Listen. I want you to know, listen. Hear this, listen. And here's the thing. Here's why I can say that. Here's why. Ready? It's because there's another seat. And the one who sits in that is the Holy Spirit. And He sits in the seat of conviction. Hallelujah. Amen. I want you to know, as much as anybody tried to judge me, listen, I want you to know, you know what drove me so far? Because people sat in the seat of judgment in church and judged this kid that was going through so much as a pastor's kid. They didn't know what I was going through as a pastor's kid. They didn't know what I was going through. And they would tell me, I want you to know, if you don't get things day and night, say day and night, come on, day and night. Not just on Saturday, but day and night that they meditate upon it. And we all learned what that word meditate means. That means that you begin to take hold of that word and you begin to chew it up. Come on. It's like a cow. I don't want to be gross, but it's like a cow when it takes its cud and it begins to bring it back up. Say, bring it back up again. And begins to chew it. Hallelujah. And begins to chew it up again. You begin to think about it. You begin to think about God's words and let them begin to quicken you. Begin to fill you up. Begin to work within you. It is the Spirit of God that worketh within you. It's the Spirit of God. I have a responsibility. It's not the pastor's. It's my responsibility. Hallelujah. To meditate upon the word. To take hold of those words for myself. Hallelujah. And let them begin to work within me, that I begin to delight in His Word. I begin to let it shape me. I begin to let it mold me. I begin to let it transform me. I let it begin to renew me. Hallelujah. I let it begin to cause a fire to burn within me. He says, but He does day and night, and He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth His fruit in His season. Hallelujah. You become the resource of heaven. Say amen. He says, and His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever, say whatsoever. I said whatsoever. Whatsoever He doth shall prosper. I want you to get this. Shall prosper. Not because of what you do, hallelujah, but because of what you abide in. As you begin to abide in His Word, what He says, I want you to remember a guy named Joseph. Remember, there was a guy named Joseph, and you begin to look that in the midst of Potiphar's house, when everything came against him, he stood, hallelujah. He wasn't shaken, he wasn't moved back, but he stood in what God said about him, what God said to him. I am who you say I am, hallelujah. I have what you say I have. I can do what you said I can do, Father God. He stood in that, and the Bible says in Potiphar's house, hallelujah, the hand of God prospered Joseph. Who did it? God prospered because of what He stood in. He stood in what God says. I got to get to where I need to be. But not only that, but when he was in prison, the Bible says that He prospered him in prison. Do you know what the most beautiful thing is? When you go through the fire and you walk out of the fire and you don't smell like smoke. See, what happens is sometimes we go through things in life and become bitter. But I want you to know the most beautiful thing is when you walk through the fires and He's with you and you walk with something within you. I want you to know you become the resource of heaven. Amen. You become the delight of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. Here we go. You ready? I'm not there yet. I just want to set this tone for you right here, and then we're going to get into this more next week. But listen, Jesus said in Matthew 5, He tells us, He gives you a formula. Say formula for revival. I want you to hear this. He gives me a formula for revival. I want a revival within my heart. I want to continually be revived for passion for Jesus. Not to become better. Because we go through tribulation. But Jesus says, in this world, you go through tribulation. But take no worry. I have overcome the world. So you could be in the midst of a fire, but I'm here to tell you, just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, He's in the fire with you. He's in the fire with you. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to know that as you begin to climb with God, as your faith begins to grow, hallelujah, every one of us, we understand that there's a measure of faith that has been spotted to me. That's a gambling term. I'm sorry. But I mean, but we're spotted so much faith, every one of us. And with us in Him, we have all that we need, but it's got to grow. And what causes faith to grow is challenges. Do you know if we're never challenged with everything, we'll never realize what's within us? See, I challenge my daughter. She gets so upset with it. Whenever she first started driving without my wife's permission. Sorry. I made my driveway. Not just because I was trying to teach her something, but I didn't feel like driving. But I made her drive to Pittsburgh. She didn't even drive to Newcastle yet. So I made her drive, and she's panicked. I said, listen, it ain't going to change. You could yell about it, scream about it, but we're going to do it. So we got in the thick of things. What do? I'm not driving. I
I want you to know that I challenged her.
I was there for afterwards. You can go up here, honey. It's okay. But listen, it wasn't as bad as I said, but it was rough for her. I want you to hear this and know that, listen, my daughter knows how to drive in Newcastle or in Pittsburgh. She's not fearful of it. She drove there, and on the way home, she tried to get in the passenger seat, but I'm bigger than her. I won that battle. But I challenged her to do what she didn't think she could do. I want you to hear this and know that God challenges us. The Bible says that God tempted. He challenged. God doesn't tempt anybody to fail. But he challenges, do you realize the resources that are in you? To resources that are in you. What's within you? Hallelujah. God challenged Abraham. That's next week's sermon. But God challenged Abraham. Hallelujah. For Abraham to see the resources that was within him. And you'll see that next week. Get ready. All right? So let me wrap this up. Come on. Amen. Here we go. I want you to catch this. And he says, here's the keys. So here's what he did. He says, so there's challenge. So seeing, this is in verse 1 of chapter 5. And it says, and seeing the multitudes, he went up to the mountain. Listen, there's a whole multitude that's seen everything that Jesus did. We have received so much from him. Blessings that we've been saved. We've been sanctified. We've been set free. But sometimes I want you to know, not everybody goes up the mountains because it's a challenge. But God's looking for some climbing companions. Hallelujah. Willing to climb the mountain. Hallelujah. Because their passion and their delight are in the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, amen. That their love for him is greater than offense. It's greater than doubt. It's greater than fear. It's greater than worry. Hallelujah. It's greater than whatever's in the world. Hallelujah. That love and passion for him is greater. I need more. I'm not content. I need more. Hallelujah. I want more of you, God. I want more. Can you say I want more, God? I want more. Hallelujah. I want more. But these ones were there, and there was those ones that, man, he said things to me that melted my heart. Hallelujah. The disciple says, I'm going with them. A little late, but thank God you're here. Seek and you shall find. And he went up into the mountain, and when he was set, he says, his disciples came unto him. They came unto him. Those that were desperately seeking, seek and you shall find. That's God's word. Seek and you will find. Seek and you shall find. It might not always be, hallelujah, what you want, but it'll be what you need. That'll preach. Listen, and he says this. And he says, and he opened his mouth. Listen, he was opening his mouth to release the resources of heaven for them to walk in abundant life. That is the key. I don't want to jump ahead, but I want you to see this and know that opening his mouth, you could believe all that you want. Hear this. You could believe all that you want, but unless you open your mouth, the Bible says if you believe in your heart, say believe in your heart. And if you confess with your mouth, you shall be. If you believe in your heart and you confess, I want you to see that there's power in your confession. As you begin to confess, hallelujah, what he did for you. It's not about what you, it's not about me, it's about him. So Jesus began to confess what the Father says. He began to declare life to them. Get ready. Catch this. Blessed, say blessed, are the poor. You ready to catch this? You okay? Let me get a drink as I come in for a landing. This is a big plane to land. I got to pass around a couple times, all right? Blessed. We know what that word blessed means. Happiness. Fulfillment. That it's him that fulfills that. He says, and this is the key to revival within you. Catch this. This is the key to revival. He said, blessed are the pure in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. I want you to catch this and understand that he's declaring something. He says, blessed are the ones spiritually helpless without him. Those that are spiritually, I'm looking at my disciples, I'm telling you, listen, the blessed are the poor in spirit. Those that are spiritually bankrupt without him, hallelujah, that are hopeless without him, that have no hope without him. Those that come to him with a heart of, I need you more than anything. Come on, amen. It is the mother that comes to God, hallelujah, that's desperate for him. That is tired of seeing her children, hallelujah, be caught up in drugs, hallelujah. It's the poor in spirit that come to him. They shall receive the resources of heaven, hallelujah. God's looking for somebody that diligently seeks him, that's hungry for him, hallelujah. He's longing for somebody to press in. So he opens this whole thing up. It's those ones that say, you know what, God? I'm wrecked without you. I don't care if anybody knows. I don't have it all together. But you do. And I'm desperate for you. I'm desperate for you. I'm desperate for his presence. I'm going to end with this story, Luke 5:20. Heard this story before, but this is passion. This is the poor in spirit, for theirs is heaven. This is what they showed. He showed the disciples, this is what I'm looking for. I'm looking for a humble and a contrite heart that will cry out to me and said, Father, I need you. Nothing else matters but you. So Jesus, he went into a place, he went into a house, and it was filled with a bunch of religious people. And the Bible says that their Sadducees and Pharisees were standing there, all sitting in their seats. The wrong seat for one, we talked about that. But it says that Jesus, ready for this, say, Jesus was present to heal. He was present to heal. I'm here to tell you, God's present to heal. He is more than able, above all that you ask or think, to perform. It's him that performs, and I believe. He does it. I receive it. I receive that goodness by faith. That means by faith I believe. Faith in what? In the ability of God. Not me. Not in what I can do. But if I can have action. I want you to know that faith is motion activated. It takes you to believe. Do you know what pleases God? Faith. God's easy to please. He's just looking for somebody. Hallelujah. He's looking for somebody to have a belief in the ability of God. These young men, hallelujah, were the religious people. They weren't. They were questioning everything. They were reasoning in their minds. How can this be? How can this be? I am who you say I am. I can do what you say I can do. Hallelujah. I have what you say I have. But they were reasoning in their mind. They were battling and warring within their mind. How can this be? How can this be? Because it ain't about you. It's about him. But there were some guys. They were desperate to get to Jesus. They were hungry for him. They were poor in spirit. Because everywhere else they went to, they couldn't find the answers. But they heard. They were stirred by the word of God. This didn't come by chance. But they heard. There's somebody named Jesus. That if you just get in his presence, if you just touch him, if you just lay your hands, if you let him touch, hallelujah, if you touch the hem of his garment, you'll be healed. They thought, hallelujah, they had to get to him. So faith, they went in, and when they got there, the multitude surrounded the place. I want you to know, don't let the multitude stop you.
Don't let doubt stop you. Come on, amen. Don't let the things that you don't, you might not got answers to prayers that you've been looking for. Come on. I'm here to tell you tonight. How many of you have not got some answers to prayers? You don't have to raise your hands, but there's some prayers that I haven't got answered yet. I want you to know, don't let doubt get in the way. Hallelujah. Don't let fear. Come on. Don't begin to reason in your mind, but get beyond the multitudes. Hallelujah. And then get up on the roof. Hallelujah. Get above it. And as they begin to cut the roof, they begin to expose the name above all names, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And they begin to lower him down. Jesus says, he looked up at them and he said, your faith is healed. What does that mean? Your faith in my ability healed them. Your faith in what I can do. I want you to understand something, what faith is. Stand your feet. Let me say it in another word. You ready? When you begin to act in faith, down, because I want you to catch it. When you act in faith, God makes himself personally responsible for the results. He makes himself personally responsible for the results. Somebody's got to get that tonight. Hallelujah. So I want you to know, by faith, it moves, it pleases God. Because why? You're getting your focus on him and his ability. Hallelujah. And something begins to rise up within you. Hallelujah. Something happens whenever you begin to release it to him. But until you act, you're responsible for the results. If we don't act in faith, I'm responsible for my results. But when you act in faith, God says, I'm taking it on myself because my name is greater. Hallelujah. Because my name depends upon it. Hallelujah. I'm not a liar. So if you're depending by faith upon my word, those guys knew that if we just get him in his presence, hallelujah, if we just get him in our presence, laser focused, hallelujah, relentless, determined, hallelujah. I want you to know that God's looking for some sons, some daughters that are determined, that they're relentless, hallelujah, that they be the resources from heaven, that they're released by faith, hallelujah, God's ability to do what he said he can do in all the earth, hallelujah. God said it. God said it. Do you believe that tonight? God's moving in our hearts. The Bible says that Isaiah 66 says the heavens are his throne and the earth is his footstool. I'll talk about that Wednesday night. But it says, who do I look to that I can abide with? Those that are humble and have a contrite heart. Those that lay aside everything else, say, God, here I am. He's looking for the humble. He's looking for the humble that don't have the answers. The ones that are weak that he can pour into strength. Hallelujah. The ones that are powerless that he can pour out his power. The ones that have been broken. He says, I'm anointed to heal the brokenhearted. I'm anointed to cause the blind to see, heal the bruised. I am. You know what he did? Jesus declared all that. You know what he did? He shut the book. Say, shut the book. And he sat down. I want you to see this. He demonstrated his faith in the Father. He didn't argue. He didn't sit in the seat of scornful. He didn't sit in a place to interrupt the Father. He said, that's who I am. I am. And he sat down, shutting the book. Say, if he says it, I believe it. I say it one more time. I am who he says I am. I have what he says I have. And I could do what he says I can do. In the power of his name. Heavenly Father, I pray right now, God, Lord. Move in your people's hearts, God, Lord, this week, God, Lord, I pray. Stirring in our hearts, dear God, Lord, fan the flame, stir the hearts, dear God, Lord. Everyone that's watching right now on Facebook, God, Lord, I pray to God, Lord, a blessing upon their households, hallelujah. Blessing, blessing in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Fullness, God, I speak health right now in Jesus' name. I speak health, God, Lord. Lord, we declare and we speak health to those that are hurting, to the minds, life, in the power of your name. And I will declare with all my heart that I am Jesus. Come on, God's knocking. Open up. Let him in. In Jesus' name. Come on. I want everybody to know.